Oh, yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to that sports show that you love to turn up real loud, make your granny giggle. KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. I am the metal man, superhero, leaper of Gallus frames. I also like to swim laps at the Berkeley Pit. I'm also 1974 Elk State free throw hoop shoot champion. My kids say I'm a walking, talking, rocking sports encyclopedia. I think they're crazy. Welcome to another sporting show as we head into the doldrums of summer. But we are deep into playoff action as far as the NBA and the NHL are concerned. As both leagues started on the same day this year. I don't know how that is. I always thought the NHL entered the playoffs at least a couple weeks before the NBA did. But now they are aligned. I mean, both leagues play 82 games. So I guess they can start the playoffs same time. So, you know, they're not going into July. In the NHL, it looks like the Rangers and the Bruins might be the teams to beat. I just like upsets. My Capitals are an 8 seed playing the Rangers. I would love to see them shock the world, but it's a uphill battle, that's for sure, as we're already down 1-0 in the series. Just depends on whose goalie's hot come playoff time. You get a hot goalie, you got it going on. So yeah, the NHL playoffs are deep into it. So every night, check your streaming devices for a game near you. Last night, I lost a parlay with 25 seconds left in the game. Damn Avalanche. Over in the NBA, things are kind of weird over there because Giannis Antetokounmpo is not playing. Jimmy Butler for Miami's not playing. Find time to get hurt, boys. Milwaukee looked pretty good without Giannis last night, but that's just a mirage. Don't expect Milwaukee to go anywhere without Giannis. Lakers have lost like 8-9 in a row to the Nuggets, counting regular season games. This has got to stop. LeBron and Anthony Davis have got to find a way to dam up that dike. For some reason, it's just overflowing on the Lakers. They can't seem to find a way to stop that Jokic guy, who is amazing. Don't get me wrong. Will he win another MVP this year? I think him and Luka are the two running for it, to tell you the truth. I'm telling you, that big guy for Denver, he's amazing. He does not look like the best basketball player in the whole wide world. But I think if you're the MVP of the NBA, you're the best player in the whole wide world. I think that would consider you that. I'm for Luka. My name is Luka. They didn't look very good in their first game out, though. It's long, though. A 7-game series, usually the cream rises to the top. Upsets are not the big thing in the NBA, but teams are pretty close this year, and parity has succumbed the NBA. Every night, find a game, kick back, relax, because NBA action is fantastic, baby. All right. The weather is now turning to the kind of weather that involves golfing and horseshoes and football and whatever you like to do outside. So my advice to anyone out there is to go outside and play. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm Sean Rocks reminding you to listen to my Metal Shop radio show, now in its 39th year of breaking your neck, John Amy. Saturday nights, 8 p.m. prime time. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition. Rock Jocks. Peace, love, rock and roll.